My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
In the woods there grew a tree, and a fine, fine tree was he. And on that tree there was a limb, and on that limb there was a branch, and on that branch there was a nest, and in that nest there was an egg, and in that egg there was a bird, and from that bird a feather came, and of that feather was a bed. And on that bed there was a girl, and on that girl there was a man, and from that man there was a seed, and from that seed there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree. There was a man, from that man there was a sea, from that sea there was a boy, from that boy there was a man, from that man there was a grave, from that grave there grew a tree. There was a man, from that man there was a sea, and from that sea there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew a tree. There was a man, from that man there was a sea, and from that sea there was a boy, and from that boy there was a man, and from that man there was a grave, and from that grave there grew.
All right, this is CITR 101.9 FM. Dunkin' Donuts is the show that you're listening to, and today is all about soundtracks and film music. So, you know, it's sort of the informal start of film blockbuster season. I guess this Friday, the big Iron Man movie is coming out. And although technically most of the films that I get really excited about come out in like October or November, they're like Oscar bait, you know, those kinds of things. You know, the popcorn movies, it's when people start thinking about movies. So I thought I'd do a show devoted to film music, or music that was used in films. And the other thing that kind of spurred this on was that I wanted to play that song that led us off. That was the Maypole song from the classic British, 70s British film, The Wicker Man. A very great twisted movie that was remade, unfortunately, by Neil LaBute a couple years ago with Nicolas Cage. But the original is fantastic, written by Anthony Schaefer. And that it kind of part of it takes place on May Day, which is a celebration of sort of the harvest or sort of the fertility of nature. Sort of a pagan holiday. It also has become kind of a holiday for labor movement and honoring the work that the workers of the world do. And it's May 1st. That's the day that they celebrate this, and that's today. So it all comes together. Yeah, all right. So if you have any requests for songs that you heard on soundtracks or kind of were made aware of because of soundtracks, give me a call here at 604-822-16... Oh, no, that's my work number. 604-822-2487. UBC-CITR. That's the... If you type 604-UBC-CITR, that's... You'll dial me. And you can ask for us... you can make a request. Otherwise, we're going to play a bunch of stuff that I have here. There's going to be some older stuff, some Anton Karas from The Third Man, some Une Homme et Une Femme, some stuff from Wes Anderson films, because he has amazing soundtracks, some stuff from Quentin Tarantino films. He's also known for his soundtracks. So we're just going to try and play a bunch of this stuff. It should be a really fun hour, so I hope you stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to hear First off, probably the most obscure or cool esoteric track that I'll play all day. What it is, it's the a song from a short film made by Kenneth Anger. Kenneth Anger was known; he was an actor in Hollywood in the, I guess, in the 40s and 50s. Well, maybe the 50s, and he kind of became a filmmaker. And I also wrote a book called Hollywood Babylon that sort of spilled all the secrets and all the gossip about Hollywood. It's a fantastic read. It recently made the rounds here at CITR, talking about Charlie Chaplin and his penchant for younger women and everyone that killed themselves or was drug addicts or, you know, lushes, all those kinds of things. But he also made these short films. And so this one film is called A Puce Moment, and it was made in 1949, starring a woman that went on to become the mistress of the Mexican president, and it's totally glorious. I really love the film. And I was always baffled by the soundtrack, because it was made in 1949, but it's a very contemporary-sounding soundtrack. And WFMU, a radio station in New Jersey, they have a great blog, and they did a bit of research into this. And it turns out that it was originally an opera soundtrack of Verdi, and in the mid-60s or late-60s, a guy named Jonathan Halper recorded a song that Kenneth Anger loved, and so he put that on the soundtrack. And I think, I haven't seen the original version with the original soundtrack, but I think this song works fantastically with the Puce Moment film. Oh, long-winded. Okay, so we're going to play this song. It's called I Am a Hermit. Yeah, I Am a Hermit and something else, but yeah. Anyways, I'll post a link to the video on the Dunkin's Donuts blog so you can see it for yourself. So here is Jonathan Halper with Puce Moment.
I'm gone.
All right, welcome back. That was, let's see, who was that? That was a guy named Mulatu Astake. I'm not sure. It's from the Broken Flowers soundtrack, though. There's a couple of his songs on that soundtrack. That song was called Yegel Tezeta. Very funky number. Before that, we heard the Third Man theme by Anton Karas. Rocking that zither like no one's business. And then at the top there, we heard Jonathan Halper from the soundtrack to Puce Moment by Kenneth Anger. So there's a new thing that's happening at the station now. We're starting to take sponsorships of individual shows, and I'm very happy to report that Dunkin' Donuts has been picked up by the Biltmore Cabaret. So, I get to read you this little blurb. Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Come check out several exciting shows this week at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. May 1st, Dan Mangan, Welcome Home Show with James Lamb and the Liabilities. May 2nd, Vinyl Richie and Lady Precise invade the Biltmore, doors at 9. May 3rd, Amanda Lepore, the world's most famous transsexual, muse of David Chappelle, and maybe the Cat Lady? I'm not sure. I think she might be the cat lady. I've heard of her before. From New York City, performing her global smashes Champagne and My Hair Looks Fierce, alongside New York City Billboard Top 10 dance artist Caswell. Dickie Doo Mixing It Up, hosted by Michael Venus. See you there. Pre-sales at Mind Salon at Broadway and Main, the Biltmore Box Office, and Obstruction on Davy, doors at 10:30. On May 4th, Jazz Jam Sunday from 5 till 8. And on Wednesday, May 7th, Talent Time Comedy and Variety Hour with the amazing Paul Anthony. That's at the Biltmore Cabaret, Vancouver's brand new rock and roll hotspot. Check out biltmorecabaret.com for more info. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to hear a song from the soundtrack to 60s new wave film Un Homme et Une Femme. You'll recognize this probably as soon as you hear it. It's the film's by Claude Lelouch, and the music is by Francis Lai. So, yeah, this is the La 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 song. I think you'll pick it up. And then after that, West Side Story, just because. Okay, here we go. Here is Un Homme et Une Femme.
Comme nos voix, badabada, 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 chante tout, badabada, 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 nos cœurs y voient, badabada, 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 comme une chance, comme un espoir. Comme
toi et moi, badabada, badabada, toi. when you're a jet, you're a jet. All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own. When company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking.
Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
It ain't safe to go into PR territory.
We'll be at the dance tonight at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's neutral territory.
Hey, Rab, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-o. So listen. Everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony me at the dance at the 10. And walk tall.
We always walk tall.
We're jets.
The greatest.
When you're a jet, you're a top cat in town. You're a gold medal kid with a heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swinging a sling. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king. The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clinking. The shots are still clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken.
Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well.
Here come the jets, little world's left aside. Better go underground, better run, better hide. We're drawing a line, so keep your noses hidden. We're hanging a sign, so visitors forbidden. And we ain't kidding.
Here come the jets, yeah.
And we're gonna beat every last bugging gang on the whole bugging street, on the whole.
It only leads to trouble and feet wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. Touch me. I wanna be dirty. Throw me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night. Then if anything grows, why you pose? I'll oil you up and drop you down.
Down, down, down.
And that's just one small fraction of the main attraction. You need a friendly hand. Oh, I need action. Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me. I wanna be dirty. Throw me, chill me, fulfill me. Creature of the night.
Touch it, touch it, touch it, touch me.
I wanna be dirty.
Throw me, chill me, fulfill me.
Creature of the night.
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 Yeah. All right. Touch a Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon. My goodness.
No problem there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, she still is
Yeah,
she's a doer.
She's playing her first grandma role. I just read about a new film in which she plays a grandmother, but she plays a foxy alcoholic
grandma. A gilf.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say
okay,
it.
Okay, well. But,
yeah, no. So that was Touch Me from the cast
Rocky
recording
Horror.
Of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Before that, we heard the Jet song from West Side Story. Classic.
Riff.
And
I played Riff, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, me and Maren Hancock, actually.
Oh,
we're in a production of West Side Story. Yeah,
in Old Red Deer?
In Arts Trek, actually. Arts Trek. It's a drama camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of Red Deer.
We should the person that is telling us all these embarrassing, well, not embarrassing,
not
you're
embarrassed
proud
at all.
Of it, yeah. Luke Neat, CITR music director, welcome back from your long trek
in the gorgeous city of Berlin.
Yeah,
yeah.
That sounds like it must have been very relaxing.
It was very cool
and rejuvenating.
Yeah, and it's a very permissive city. Something that Vancouver could take a few tips from, actually.
Yeah.
But we won't get into that.
Did you see any shows?
Yeah, I saw To Live and Shave in L.A. I don't know if you know them.
Know,
oh, they're
a no.
great noise band from the West Coast. Andrew WK used to play drums for them, actually, and they're kind of one of those kind of hipster noise bands. And we saw Bob Log, who was
nice.
Really fun.
Still wearing the helmet?
He's still wearing the helmet and still wearing the suit. And, man, the Germans didn't know what to do with him at all. They just absolutely loved him.
They just clapped their boobs.
They clapped their boobs, you bet. Yeah, he got some boob scotch that night, definitely. But anyways, back to the soundtracks, though.
Yeah, and then the at the very top there, we heard Une âme et une femme, the title track from the film from the 60s. Coming up, we're going to hear... I have to do the show announcements, so I'll do those first.
Go nuts.
So tonight, Laura Veers is playing with Liam Finn at St. James Hall. That's an all-ages show. And there's a couple of other all-ages shows coming up in June. On the 10th, Islands is at the Plaza. For some reason, that's an all-ages show. I don't know how they work that.
Got a funny story for you.
Okay.
Went to a bookstore in Prague,
yeah.
And the guy was wearing an Islands t-shirt.
Really?
And I asked him if he was from Canada, and he goes, no, I'm from San Francisco. And I'm like, of course. You work at a bookstore in Prague. Why wouldn't you be from San Francisco? Anyways.
So a worldwide phenomenon that they are. Islands are playing at the Plaza. And then Stars are at Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park on the 21st. In terms of 19-plus shows, Davochka is playing at Richards tomorrow night. On the 3rd, VHS or Beta are at the Plaza. That same night, Malkmus and the Jicks are at Richards. And Vetiver is playing with Kelly Stoltz at the Media Club. Unfortunately, the Field had to cancel.
I saw the notice.
Yeah, he was able to get through, but all of his band and all of his band's gear couldn't get through. So he had to cancel his set at Coachella.
Did the band's gear commit a crime?
Or? they just didn't look right.
Yeah.
Didn't look
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Don't look right.
On the 7th of May, Yo Majesty is playing with Does It Offend You? Yeah, at Richards. That same night, Buck 65 is playing with Cadence Weapon at the Commodore. On the 9th, You Say Party, We Say Die is at the Astoria. And on the 10th of May, Alpha Baby is playing with John Ray Fletcher at the Astoria. A couple of shows that just got announced. Jonathan Richmond is playing at Richards.
Yay.
On July 7th after his performance at
Sled Island
in Calgary. Eric's Trip has just announced the show.
What?
I'm assuming this is with Julie Dwarin. On July 10th at the Plaza.
Wow.
So that'll be pretty wicked. King Kong and the Shrines are playing at Pat's Pub on the 14th of July. And I think I may have already mentioned this, but Girl Talk is playing July 24th at the Commodore. And Les Savvy Fav are coming to the Commodore on
that's
the 26th
gonna be nuts.
Of July. It
yeah.
should be very fun. And with Jay Raytard.
Who's amazing, who just played with the Black Keys, actually.
Right.
You know,
so
and
he'll be opening.
Apparently killed and stole the show and played for, according to Bryce Dunn, host of Third Time's a Charm, he said he played 20 minutes, but he managed to cram in about 30 songs and because he didn't speak. Like, he just kind of just went through his set and just was insane. So be sure to not miss that. And
it's,
also, if you haven't seen Late Savvy Fab before, where the hell have you been? They're amazing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Commodore doesn't allow for quite as much climbing.
He's going to do something. I can guarantee that. There will be some monkey barring around, I'm sure.
The singer's notorious for kind of jumping around.
Yes.
Climbing on things on stage. Another recent show of prominence, Coachella. Prince was the headliner.
I heard he slayed.
He brought out Morris Day. He brought out Sheila E. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so there were some requests to hear a song from the Purple Rain soundtrack. I'm not going to do that because everybody knows Purple Rain and most of those songs, even though I meant to bring a Morris Day song and forgot to.
Oh, wow.
What I am going to play is Bat Dance.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, song. A lesser known Prince soundtrack number. Probably deservedly so.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad.
It's not a good record.
No, but
I remember the video really well.
Yeah, him kind of like lurking around.
Kick it up, man.
All right, let's hit it. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, I got a live one here.
In the computer.
Hey, we got the show. Get off. Make the devil go. not good.
Yeah, indeed.
Stop is right.
Stop is right. That was atrocious.
Well,
I mean, not
he's
a surprise,
amazing.
Really,
he's absolutely amazing. But sometimes you got to ground. You got to ground him a little bit and remind him that he did some appallingly bad stuff.
Yeah. Although, when
Graffiti Bridge and Under the Cherry Moon, notwithstanding, either, yeah. You know. But
except when I was 12, that song slayed.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. The Batman phenomenon of '89.
Like, anyways. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we have, we have 15 minutes left, so we're going to be able to squeeze a bunch more in. I'm going to play a request. Someone called in hoping to hear Town Van Sant's cover of the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers from the Big Lebowski soundtrack. So we're going to hear that next, and then after that from Midnight Cowboy, we're going to hear the song Everybody's Talking by Harry Nelson. Great,
wah, wah.
Great song. So, here we go. Here is Town Van Sant with the Dead Flower.
Now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the maid. Send me dead flowers to my wedding, and I won't forget to put roses on your grave. And now when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Northeast winds sailing on summer breeze and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave. I won't let you leave my love behind.
Where's that Joe Buck?
Hey, yeah. I'm playing a radio show here. Oops. Threw me off. Okay. That was Harry Nilsson from the soundtrack to, well, technically it was from his album Aerial Ballet, but it also was made popularized by the film Midnight Cowboy. I think it won an Oscar for that.
It did.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustin Hoffman won Best Supporting, I think, in that
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we've got a bit of time left. We're going to hear, I'm just going to squeeze in a little bit of Wes Anderson because I promised some of it, whatevs. We'll just hear Ping Island, which is this really cool kind of little techno song from The Life Aquatic. Mm. You'll recognize it when you hear it, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Let's listen to that. And as soon as I'm off the air, the first person to call in to 604-822-2487 can get two tickets to Stephen Malkmus on Saturday night. So Stephen Malkmus, call in, get tickets. Here we go. Here's Ping Island.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen. to Misery Hour with Hans close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
I think she'll like it.
I like it.
I like it, too. That was Ping Island from the Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou soundtrack. Mark Mothersbaugh, formerly of Devo, well, currently of Devo, they're touring this summer with Tom Tom Club.
Wow.
Yeah, hell of a tour. So we're out of time. We ran out. I had a bunch of more stuff to play, but yeah, the dems to breaks. I want to remind you all that this show is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret, 12th and Kingsway. Go to biltmorecabaret.com for more info about some great shows that they have coming up. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the caller that called in for the request. If you like what you heard, check out our podcast. There's also going to be a bunch of stuff up on the website, duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, including a link to the video for Puce Moment, that movie by Kenneth Anger. And we're going to close things off with a song by, is it Sebado? No, it's not Sebado.
No, it's Full Complosion.
The other Lou Barlow band.
Yeah.
And their funky little indie number, Natural One.
Of the wonderful flick Kids.
Yeah. And Luke and I were just discussing Harmony Korine has a new film out. He's gone off the pipe. And he was out, down and out. There's photos of him. What? Who was it? I forget who he was smoking crack with.
He enjoyed the crack.
Yeah, but he's all better now, and he's got a film out about celebrity impersonators.
And if you want some amusement, just type in Harmony Korine / David Letterman on YouTube and laugh your buns off.
So funny.
Yeah.
I'm talking his novel. He was there for his
He was trying to write his novel, yeah. and Dave did the, so what do you like better, making films or writing books? And he goes, I like making films and writing books. And yeah, so that was the opener. And so you can just imagine where it went from there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have Marielle Kay with We All Fall Down. Yay. She's in the hallway ready to pounce on the studio. Then Robin with Ink Studs and Brendan and Cody with Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for listening.
There's no telling what we'll do when we're free. It's the one natural one.